A school holiday tragedy west of Noosa yesterday afternoon, with a 12-year-old boy dying after he was hit and critically injured by a trailer. The accident happened on a private property at Tuchikoi. It's understood the rescue helicopter was dispatched. However, the boy's injuries were too severe and he couldn't be revived. The forensic crash unit is investigating while a report is being prepared for the coroner. Well, with Sunshine Coast kids heading back to school next week, we're being urged to roll up their sleeves. Health Minister Yvette Dart says there's a slowing down of 5 to 11-year-olds getting vaccinated.
We really want families to take the opportunity of this next week, before school goes back, to go to one of the many, many vaccination centres or pharmacies or GPs that can provide not just vaccinations for 5 to 11-year-olds, but also our 12 to 15-year-olds.
Yesterday, the state saw a drop in COVID cases, recording almost 7,500 new infections as well as 3 deaths. Queensland Health will continue its back-to-school vaccination blitz this weekend, with more walk-in clinics expected to open on the coast. The locations and times are still being finalised. Sunshine Coast pubs and clubs are being hit with the largest beer tax increase in over a decade. The increase to beer taxes comes into effect today. The hospitality industry saying it's a kick in the guts for struggling venues. The rise will see schooner prices go up by between 20 cents and $2. And part of the Noosa National Park will be closed to visitors while work is underway to improve the walking track between Winch Cove and Hell's Gate. The closure will impact the coastal walk from now until April to give contractors enough time to upgrade the track and reduce the impact of visitors to the park. Rangers have put a detour in place to ensure visitor access from Park Road to Sunshine Beach will remain open.